Welcome to our Puffin Podcast, brought to you by Dog and Company. I'm Sheila Scruggs, and we're going to talk to the DeKalb Animal Shelter today in Smithville. I have Assistant Director Emily Bennett here with me, and you are wear many different hats. You are not only the co-director, you are animal officer as well.
Yes, we do animal control, and most counties have that separately.
So you and Megan. Megan is the director.
Yes.
Megan Moore, the director, and she's also helps with the animal control.
As well. And we also have a part-time employee named Laura Parsley. So she's there with us part-time, and she wears those same hats.
You just recently got a new shelter in Smithville. I think it was like November 2017.
Yes. It was a long time coming. We have a board of directors that came together and got this beautiful facility built for us. It is a huge upgrade for DeKalb County. We previously had a pound, and so this building is beautiful. It's so functional, and we are so happy to have it.
I know you hate that word because you did it in quotes.
Yes, I do hate that word.
That pound word.
Oh, yes, because it was, we are an animal shelter and adoption center. So that's our main goal.
That's a more appropriate title.
Yes, and we just now got a new sign. So you will see us from Highway 70. And it says, you know, DeKalb Animal Shelter and Adoption Center.
So I know you are 501c3 and you're a low-kill shelter.
Yes, low-kill. A lot of people get the misconception that we're high-kill and also no-kill. In reality, there are some instances where, you know, if the animal is sick, you know, things like that. All of our pets are there until they are adopted. We do not give anything a time limit at our shelter, and we move animals pretty fast, so we do our very best to get them adopted. Social media has helped so much with that.
And I know it's hard to get all the pictures out and tell everybody how many animals you have and about their personalities while you're also having intakes and then you're doing the animal control officer thing.
Yes.
And you have such a small staff.
Yes, we do. We realistically could use two more employees, but we do the very best that we can. We make it work. The animals are our first priority. And when the sheriff's department calls us or the police department calls and says, you know, there's an animal that's been left behind. You guys need it. Can you come and pick it up? Or there's an animal running at large. You know, it's our responsibility to go and pick that pet up and bring it back to the shelter. Advertise, is this your lost pet? Or, you know, if it was an animal that was left, owners moved away, then it's our responsibility and we do our very best to get them adopted.
Are there intakes that you have almost every single day?
There are, yes. Because we're a low kill, we do have a waiting list. So, you know, as soon as we have room available, we will call the people on our waiting list and say, hey, go ahead and bring your pet in. That is the downside of it, is having a waiting list, but we do pretty well with moving them in and out because we do also work with other rescue organizations.
And talk about how that helps.
Yes. Oh my goodness. We work with ARF. They have been a lifesaver and they'll come in, pull several dogs. So that opens up the space for more. We work with many other rescues and we are just now getting our name out there more to get more, you know, more access to more rescues and individuals who are not-for-profits that will pull certain breeds and take them and work with them. So that really helps us out to keep a really low waiting list.
Also, if you work with volunteers too, I know you need those and you have volunteer orientations.
Yes, we do need volunteers. We need volunteers to come and socialize with the animals. We need volunteers that would be willing to, you know, possibly transport animals to these other rescues, volunteers to donate their time for photography skills, computer skills, anything like that, we can find a position for you. So we're trying to host these volunteer orientations the first Saturday of every month, and the class lasts about 45 minutes to an hour. And we just go over basics with you. So if you are interested in coming in, playing with the dogs or cleaning, we'll go over that with you. But once you take that class, you are free to contact us with anything that you could possibly help with.
Just so you know the ins and outs and know how to do everything, because it's important to keep everybody in their kennel.
Yes.
And keep it locked.
We don't want anything, you know, if there is a dog in there that may not like other dogs, we don't want anyone to get hurt. We want everyone to be safe. We want it to go smoothly. Good experiences all around. Yes.
It's more to think about than people really realize, isn't it?
Yes, it's so much. When you come in, you know, it can be loud. The dogs are barking. They're ready to play. And then the cats, too. And so we just want to keep down, you know, any case of someone getting bit or a dog getting bit or anything like that. So it's so important to take the class just so that you know everything that goes on at the shelter.
If folks want to help, they can also check your Facebook page. You've got a website. You got the Facebook page, DeKalb Animal Shelter.
Yes, DeKalb. And we're on Instagram as well. But yes, look at everything that we're doing as far as our orientations or fundraisers that we have going on. We get those posted.
And donations, I know you can take cat and dog food, kitty litter. You guys
always go
through that so much.
Always, yes.
And then you're working with Amazon Smile, so they can choose DeKalb Animal Shelter.
Yes, they can choose. The full official title for Amazon Smile is the DeKalb Animal Shelter Humane Treatment for Animals. But the link is on our Instagram page as well as our Facebook, just so that you don't get confused. But yes, we have a wish list going on right now, and it mainly consists of cat litter.
And then Caranda Beds, which is something new you told me about.
Yeah, yes, they actually partnered with us this weekend, and Caranda Beds provides beds for shelters specifically. And that's what we use at our shelter. And they created us this whole little website page so that we could share with people. And you can go on there, and we have a little wish list with them as well. And you can just purchase a bed for a shelter pet, and it'll ship directly to our shelter.
I love that. It makes me want to support them more, knowing they're helping our local folks.
They are awesome. Yes. And everything's made here in the U.S., so we love that.
I love that, too. Yes. Is there anything else you want to add about the shelter, about misconceptions that folks may have?
We're pretty new to this as well. Megan and I, we're still, you know, learning the ins and the outs of this environment and how to get our name out there. So if you have any tips, you know, on, you know, helping us market or things like that, we would greatly appreciate it.
Or if you have time to volunteer to market.
Yes, please.
And take pictures.
And we just want people to get out to the shelter and just see the place.
It is beautiful. Let me tell you, Emily, I was so impressed. I just toured it recently a few weeks ago, and the animals are so great. I played with cats and dogs and kittens, and it was just fantastic, and they are happy. I mean, they were wanting attention, of course.
Yes.
You know, when
yes.
you're locked in a little cage, sometimes you want attention, but you could tell they were sweet animals.
Yes, we have wonderful pets, and we get that all the time. People saying how wonderful they are, because we do find it very, very important to socialize with them.
You can tell. You can really tell.
And just come out. We just want people to come out. We are surprised and shocked by the number of people who have never been to our shelter. Just come out and visit. Take a tour. We can show you everything and how everything works. So
take a tour, and you might want to volunteer.
Yes, please.
But they won't force you. They just want you to see their animals.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do.
It's a beautiful facility. And where is it located?
We're at 186 Transfer Station Road in Smithville.
Real easy to find.
Yes.
Yes and no.
Yes and no. We now have a sign, so thank goodness.
Easier to find.
Easier to find, right off Highway 70. We're right next to Tenneco and Fouch Industries.
So that's what I meant. Easy to find if you know where that is, and it's just right off the road. Not too far off the road either.
No.
But Emily Bennett is the Assistant Director of the DeKalb Animal Shelter and also the Animal Control Officer. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
I'm Sheila Scruggs. The Pop and Paws cast is brought to you by Dog & Company. You can visit them online, dog-co.com, for boarding, daycare, grooming, and more.